This is Jay Sekulow, a troubling development on the stem cell issue in the United States Senate.
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
Jay Sekulow Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about freedom.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
I will fight for the right to live in freedom. Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. Our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. You're going to want to get into this early. We've got a report coming up in just a few moments when we join by our government affairs staff out of Washington, D.C. You're not going to believe this one. The stem cell bill did pass the House. Now, the president has said he's going to veto it, and there's no doubt in my mind that the president is going to veto. But there's a threat coming from the Senate Majority Leader that would completely change the way in which the entire stem cell vote could take place because of one senator who has been ill and the threat that they might roll him in to, this is awful to even say, that they might bring him to the Senate floor just for this stem cell debate. So, folks, there's a lot to talk about. Our phone lines are open for you on this topic and a host of others. 1-800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. What do you think about your taxpayer dollars now going to the destruction of human embryos unless this veto can be sustained? We also have an update on the appropriations bill involving that Title X funding that we've heard from over 10,000 of you about. Jordan, what is the latest there?
Planned Parenthood has requested more money. Right now, Dad, it looks like they're upwards of $30 million more a year under that Title X funding. And troubling information really came out today. Another report from Planned Parenthood, this time for the 2005-2006 fiscal year, that showed Planned Parenthood generated $902 million, an increase of 2.4% over their previous reporting period. Those were those numbers we gave out for 2004-2005. But not only that, Dad, up in more, doing more abortions, over 264,000 abortions in 2005. And just from those abortions, $112 million generated by Planned Parenthood. Interesting in this report, Dad, no adoption referrals. They do discuss no adoption referral statistics at all in this new Planned Parenthood report.
So there you have it, folks. One of the things we want to do in this broadcast is bring you the evidence of what's going on. So there you have it. I can't give you a better reason. You got Planned Parenthood funding abortions, a $112 million business, a big business, and in their report about adoption referrals, zero. Now, to make it worse, we're going to give you a report on the stem cell debate that's even more compelling at the nature of this fight. And by the way, this appropriations battle is not over. There's more to do on this. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. What do you think about the idea that Planned Parenthood spending all that money on abortions, no money on abortion referrals or adoption referrals, all the money towards abortion? 1-800-684-3110 is the number. Also, variety of other topics in the news. Graduations are going off pretty well around the country. There's been very few problems with prayer at graduations. We want to know what happened in your community as well. But the fight right now is going to be clearly in focus, and that focused fight is going to be dealing with this stem cell debate. Now going to the floor of the Senate, folks, this is going to be a huge battle because the vote in the Senate to override the veto is within one. And Jordan, it looks like, and we're going to talk to Drew Ryan and Nathan Bennett from our government affairs staff in just a few moments after the break, but we are now in a battle to sustain. The president is threatening a veto. The veto was actually planned for this week. We don't know what's going to happen now. We're going to get the dates to you on that, but the fight is going to be significant. This is our taxpayer dollars going to destroy a human embryo. So very, very significant. Jordan, what do we have as far as what is the action point we're going to do right now? What are we asking people to do?
We want to put together a petition to preserve the presidential veto on embryonic stem cell research. Folks, this is becoming a real fight because of the death of Senator Craig, but also Senator Johnson, who is sick, who has been sick and out of the Senate, and Harry Reid talking about bringing him into the Senate floor, even though his conscious level has not been determined yet, Dad, to vote on this to override the president's veto, which is why we have to act soon to make sure we get these petitions together in support of President Bush and support of that veto. 877-989-2255 is our toll-free number. If you want to join the petition to preserve the presidential veto on embryonic stem cell research, 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. That's aclj.org. You can read the petition and sign the petition online.
I'm talking about freedom. Now that both chambers of Congress have approved troubling legislation on stem cell research, the focus shifts to President Bush's veto and the votes needed to sustain it. We know that President Bush will do the right thing. Veto this troubling measure, a measure that clears the way for the federal government using your tax dollars to conduct research on stem cells taken from human embryos. But are there enough votes to keep the veto in place? Enough votes to keep the veto from being overturned? While there appears to be a cushion of support in the House, there's trouble brewing in the Senate, where every vote counts, and the pro-stem cell leadership is working overtime to find the votes needed to overturn the presidential veto. Stand for life and make sure President Bush's veto on the troubling stem cell measure stands. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online at aclj.org.
Regent Law School is training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice. He knows the value of an education at Regent University, and he knows Regent School of Law is much more than just an educational institution.
Regent is unique in that it offers the highest quality of legal education from a Christian perspective, and we never sacrifice intellectual integrity.
If you're considering a career in the law, it's time for you to consider Regent Law School. Regent Law School is distinctive because it integrates the study of law with biblical principles. Regent believes that law is more than just a profession. It's a calling. The time to apply right now. If you would like more information about the School of Law at Regent University or would like to enroll, call this toll-free number, 1-877-267-5072. That's 1-877-267-5072. There's more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world.
This is my right, a right given by God.
These children are the experts on this topic. It's not the scientists, it's not the doctors, because they are the very children that scientists would want to use as embryos.
Those are called snowflake children, and we had those guests. In fact, we're going to try to get her on the broadcast this week again. And let me tell you what this is, and this is the troubling development on this. You've got a situation where basically we're paying for now the destruction of human life and the embryonic life. And it's paid for by taxpayer dollars. Now, it passed the House and passed the Senate. The president said he's going to veto it. But we're in for a veto challenge, folks, in proportions you can't imagine. Drew Ryan, head of our government affairs office, is on in our Washington, D.C. studios right now. Drew, what is the latest on this? I mean, there's some of the reports coming out have been really, really troubling.
Well, they are, Jay, and let me tell you why. Because last week, Senator Craig Thomas from Wyoming passed away after a long battle with leukemia, which now puts the vote tally in the Senate a total of 99 votes, which means now instead of needing 67 votes to override a presidential veto on stem cell, Majority Leader Harry Reid only needs 66. At the end of last week, he kind of had a couple conflicting statements, one of which, though, was, I'm going to have all hands on deck, and if that means bringing in Tim Johnson back from his rehab, and as we know, Senator Tim Johnson from South Dakota had a stroke at the end of last year, still going through rehab, Harry Reid indicated if he has to bring him into the chamber to make sure he gets enough votes to override the presidential veto, he will do that. On the other hand, he's saying, well, I'm not going to take advantage of Senator Craig Thomas's death in Wyoming. So interesting situation right now with Harry Reid making some interesting statements at the end of the last week. I tell you what, push is going to come to shove over the next few days here in D.C.
I mean, the idea that you would bring in an ill member of the Senate, I mean, we don't even know what condition Senator Johnson's in, is preposterous. And folks, they're so committed to funding the destruction of human life that they're willing to do this. Now, I want you to go to your phones right now. If you can't be outraged on that, I can't imagine what's going to cause you outrage. You go to your phones right now and you talk out on this and speak out on this. Add your name to this petition, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. You can sign up there. Absolutely outrageous. This idea of rolling in an ill senator to make sure they can try to override the president's veto on this, 877-989-2255. We're looking at, by the way, what the law is on this, and there's all kind of questions. The senator, as my understanding, can vote even if they're what's deemed non-compos mentis. They don't have the mental capacity to engage in that. We don't know that. I don't know what the most current medical reports are. We know he's been in a very difficult situation, and it's almost like taking advantage of this awful situation. And I just can't imagine that Senator Reid would really do it, but that seems to be the report that we're getting.
Let's go right to the phones. 1-800-684-3110 is the number if you want to talk to us today. Bob is calling from Massachusetts on line 5. Bob, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, Bob.
Thank you very much. I'm calling from Boston, Massachusetts, and just to advise you, maybe you can do some research. About 2 weeks ago in the Boston papers, there was news about a dramatic research result. I don't know if it was in one of the teaching hospitals or in one of the universities, having to do with mice that replaced the need for any embryonic stem cell removal. It was all done through mice, and the news specifically stated we no longer need embryos, and I haven't heard anything more about it. It's almost as though the news came out and it was just stopped.
You know, you're absolutely correct. It was on the front page of the USA Today. I'm going to get Kim Schaffner. I don't know if he's in our – he's a medical doctor. He's also one of our legal interns. He's a law student, but also a medical doctor. We'll get him on the program tomorrow to discuss that because I think that points right to this and the lack of the need for the destruction of an embryo. I mean, I can't imagine you could justify it anyways. You can't. But this idea that there's other scientific alternatives, which we knew there would be, it's just very, very troubling, very dangerous at this point. Let me ask Than Bennett, who is our deputy director of our government affairs office. Now, in the Senate, it looks like it's going to be very, very close. They may, in fact, be able to try to override that veto. But they've got to do under the Constitution, they have to be able to do the same thing in the House. Right now, the coalition is holding together. How do we look there?
Jay, we look pretty good in the House. I mean, you need 290 votes in the House if all of the congressmen are there to override a veto. The most recent votes, they've only had 253 and 247 votes respectively. So the margin there is pretty good. But, you know, the fact remains, you don't want to get it to that last step where something a little fishy could happen and one override vote would then make it the law of the land.
Back to the phones we go, 800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. But, folks, again, we need your support on this. It's a big issue. We're going to have to get a presidential veto, which we're going to get from the president, but we've got to be able to sustain that veto. What that means legally is that there's not going to be sufficient votes in the House and the Senate to override it. In the House, we've got a little bit of cushion, but like Stan just said, it moves around. In the Senate, they may have the votes because of this maneuver, if you can believe this, of bringing the ill Senator Johnson in to cast a vote when he has not been in the United States Senate now for, I think, 7 months. I mean, it's just, it's incredible that this could happen. This should outrage you. You go to the phones, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Russell's calling from Virginia on line 3. Russell, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Yeah.
Hi, Russell.
Good afternoon.
Hi, Russell.
Basically, my comment was, any time that we're sick and we're on medication, you know, doctors always tell us not to do anything that would require making a decision that would affect our lives. How can they go ahead and they can bring back a senator? How do they think they can bring back a senator who obviously has medical problems, and yet he's going to be helping to make a decision that's going to affect not just himself, but the whole country?
Well, listen, that is a really great point. Let me run this to Drew Ryan. I mean, first of all, do we know what the, you know, and we're all praying for the recovery of the senator, and you wish he was fine and we could have a real vote and debate on this. But do we know what the medical condition of Senator Johnson is at this point?
Well, you know, in conversing with Senate staff on Friday, we understand that his rehab is going well. And yet, like you just said, he has not been in the Senate chamber for 7 months now. So it is that question mark out there right now, Jay, as to where he is in this process of rehab.
Now, Jordan, we've looked at it legally, and I mean, you could basically, you know, wheel the senator in through health care assistance, and he could cast a vote by a staff member indicating for him. What is your, Jordan, what are you hearing right now in our government affairs office and some of the research you all have been doing in the last, over the weekend, as far as when the vote is likely? Originally, the veto looked like it was going to be around the middle of this week. Why do you think it's been postponed?
Well, I think because the fight continues. We thought that this fight had been won when President Bush said, you know, we're going to do this veto. But with the death of Senator Craig, who passed away last week, and then, of course, the new threats by Harry Reid, the majority leader in the Senate, about bringing Senator Johnson back to the floor for this veto override vote has just changed everything, Dad, and something we've talked about continually since this last election, the change that's happened in Washington, where now even the veto is under threat here, and that's why we're putting together this petition. We want everyone to join 877-989-2255. It's the petition to preserve the presidential veto on embryonic stem cell research. President Bush has said he will veto this legislation, but so many new developments, we were going to keep you updated all week on all these developments, but we want you to join with us on this petition. Again, 877-989-2255, or go to ACLJ.org and sign up online. Marlene is calling from California on line 5. Marlene, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, yes, I'm a snowflake mom. I called in a couple weeks ago.
Right, we remember.
Yeah, and I just wanted to let you know that there's been more snowflake babies born. It's up to 141 since last time I spoke to you, and 18 are due. So,
Can you explain, Marlene, I think it's important, explain for everyone, because you're the mother of a snowflake child, exactly what we're talking about.
Right. Adoptive families who want to adopt are now able to adopt embryos that are remaining from other families' infertility treatments. And so the placing family that has these embryos choose the family through an adoption agency, Nightlight Christian Adoptions, and then the embryos are then shipped to the adopting family's clinic, and those embryos are then placed in the womb of the adopting mother. So the adopting mother now is also the birth mother, which is a very, you know,
yeah,
cool concept. And my daughter Hannah is actually the first snowflake in the country. She's almost 8.5 years old. And, you know, she actually understands this issue better than a lot of politicians. Because she said a couple years ago when we went to Congress to educate them about this exciting new adoption program, she said, Mommy, I have something I want to tell them. She said, don't kill the snowflakes. We're kids and we want to grow up.
You know, go ahead, Marlene, please.
That is just so compelling, you know. And when you look at the statistics that, you know, the diseases are being treated with cord blood stem cells and adult stem cells, I think it's now up to 73 different diseases and conditions that are being positively treated with adult stem cells and cord stem cells, zero from embryonic, and yet these embryos are being given a chance for life through adoption. So, I mean, it's a win-win situation. So I don't know why this fight continues pushing for embryonic stem cells.
And I'll tell you, the reason why is under the, I mean, you know, these scientists will claim it's science, and that's, it removes the sanctity of human life. And Marlene, what you just said is the most compelling reason why, and I hope you continue to call us, 141 children adopted and delivered, and these are children that were originated from a frozen embryo, and that's what they're talking about destroying, folks. That's what we're going to have our taxpayer dollars go to because of the Senate maneuver. Try to override the veto. So we want you to go to your phones right now. I can't think of a better reason why than what Marlene just gave you. These children have the right to grow up. The ones that are adopted need to be able to live, and there are parents that want to adopt these frozen embryos. This is an outrage. 877-989-2255 is the number. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org. When we come back from the break, I'm going to get into with our government affairs staff exactly what we're trying to do with this position. Again, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
The road to success requires a good education, and no one knows that better than entrepreneur, global businessman, and publisher Steve Forbes.
The primary driver is the desire for freedom. Freedom of expression, freedom of action, and ultimately the freedom to create.
When it comes to education, Regent University is without parallel. With bachelor's degrees focused on critical areas like organizational leadership and management, global business, psychology, communication, religious studies, and elementary education, you'll learn from the best and the brightest, like Steve Forbes, a guest lecturer at Regent.
What you're going through now, developing the mind, human imagination, sense of adventure, innovation, inventiveness, that is the real source of capital in a society.
Take charge of your future right now. Discover more about Regent undergrad today. Classes are offered online and on campus. For more information or to apply, visit regentundergrad.com or call 1-800-374-4504. That's 1-800-374-4504. Regent undergrad. When you choose Regent, you're choosing to change your life.
Now that both chambers of Congress have approved troubling legislation on stem cell research, the focus shifts to President Bush's veto and the votes needed to sustain it. We know that President Bush will do the right thing, veto this troubling measure, a measure that clears the way for the federal government using your tax dollars to conduct research on stem cells taken from human embryos. But are there enough votes to keep the veto in place? Enough votes to keep the veto from being overturned? While there appears to be a cushion of support in the House, there's trouble brewing in the Senate, where every vote counts, and the pro-stem cell leadership is working overtime to find the votes needed to overturn the presidential veto. Stand for life and make sure President Bush's veto on the troubling stem cell measure stands. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255.
888-989-2255 or add your name online at aclj.org.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. If you go to the website at aclj.org, you're going to see posted there a daily trial notebook posting regarding a brief that we have just filed with the Supreme Court of the United States. That brief deals with the constitutionality of this child pornography law that's been challenged out of the 11th Circuit. We think that Congress was acting within its authority in putting forward what was called the PROTECT Act. Interestingly, and this is the, anytime you're trying to protect children, you run into this gauntlet of ACLU opposition. What great surprise there. The decision last year of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the 11th Circuit declared that the provisions of the 2003 PROTECT Act were unconstitutional. The court concluded that the provision that makes it a crime to send a computer message offering child pornography, even when no porn exists, went too far and violated the First Amendment. In other words, these ones that are pandering, and if there wasn't actually pornography behind it, but they're just saying there is, that wasn't enough. Well, I used to think that attempts were criminal acts, and an attempt to commit a crime was a crime in and of itself. But we're going before the Supreme Court of the United States. We filed a brief, by the way, on behalf of members of the United States Senate and House that were the co-sponsors and drafters of the legislation. That brief filed. You can get information, as I said, at aclj.org. And then a troubling story out of New Hampshire regarding a public school system in New Hampshire, the YMCA, and Planned Parenthood in an abortion clinic. Jordan, you've got the details.
It's another tour group. We've talked about this, folks, on the air. But here, the YMCA takes 7th and 8th graders, this is in New Hampshire, to an abortion facility, a Planned Parenthood abortion facility that the YMCA took these students on. Now, the mayor of this town in New Hampshire said that he was very disappointed. He talked to the YMCA folks. Could not believe this happened because the parents, of course, were outraged as their 7th and 8th grade teenagers were taken by the YMCA to a Planned Parenthood abortion facility for a tour.
You know, people, if you were looking in from out of the planet, you would say this could not be real. You've got the government funding with our taxpayer dollars wanting to fund the destruction of human embryos through this embryonic stem cell. That's bad enough. They want to use our taxpayer dollars. That makes it even worth it. At the same time, Planned Parenthood's asking for an additional $100 million in revenue. And at the same time, you've got a school system cooperating with the YMCA to take students to a Planned Parenthood abortion clinic to learn about it. I mean, you think you're in another planet when you talk about these things. But this is the nature of that's why we're litigating. That's why we're in the courts. That's why we're in the legislature. That's why we're on the radio. So you can stand up for this. Now, we're very concerned about a move in the United States Senate to have enough votes to override the presidential veto. And although I think we've got some comfort in the House, although that could shift too, we got to be very careful there, this will be a huge momentum victory for those forces if, in fact, we see an override in the Senate side of this. So here's what we need you to do. You need to go to your phones right now. We need to have tens of thousands of people in just a few days contact and so we can get this information to the various Senate offices. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Saying no and asking people to stand tough on this, what will be the attempt to override the president's veto. So we need you to go there and contact our office so our government affairs team can have your name on this petition going to the Senate leadership here and key members of the Senate. 877-989-2255. Now, there is a technical move here, and that is this attempt to bring Senator Johnson, who's been very ill, back to the floor just for this vote. He hasn't been there for 7 months. But we've also have an approach that we can take to try to thwart that. Drew, let's talk about this voting present instead of voting yes.
That's exactly right.
Some of the Republicans and some of the Democrats that have a pro-life position that we're going to maybe vote in favor of this override, but because of this medical situation and the death of a senator and the illness of a senator, saying voting present. Let's explain quickly what that means.
Well, here's what happens, Jay. When you have to override a presidential veto in the Senate, you normally need 67 votes. With the passing of Craig Thomas of Wyoming, they only need 66. Harry Reid, as you said, has promised to bring Tim Johnson back to make sure everybody's on deck to get the votes. However, you do have a handful of Republican senators who are generally known as pro-life, yet they ended up voting for S5, the embryonic stem cell research bill. Those are Robert Bennett from Utah, Orrin Hatch from Utah, Richard Burr from North Carolina, Judd Gregg from New Hampshire. If they simply vote present this time in an attempt to override a presidential veto, Harry Reid will fall short of the 66 yes votes he needs. So I want to encourage our listeners, if nothing else, call your senator and ask them simply to vote present until Wyoming can replace the senator that has recently passed away.
All right, here's let me explain this again, folks. I know this is a complex legislative and legal analysis, but we're putting it down, and I'm sure you'll be able to grasp this. Voting yes, of course, constitutes an override, and we could be looking at a situation where they could wheel in Senator Johnson, and there is an override. Voting present doesn't do that. And out of respect for a senator that's passed away in a state that doesn't have a representative, a senator in place yet, as well as out of respect for Senator Johnson, who is ill and hasn't been on the floor of the Senate for, 7 months now, 8 months, we need you to vote present. That's what we need the senators to do, vote present. Don't vote yet. So here's the number of the Senate switchboard. We encourage you to call. We'll also encourage you to call up for the petition. But call the Senate switchboards, especially if you live in Utah or the other North Carolina, where Senator Bennett, Senator Burr, and some of the others are. 202-224-3121. That's 202-224-3121. Also, we're going to be talking with, and Than and Drew, let me ask this to Than. You're talking with the staff over at the United States right now to try to get this present vote instead of yes from some of our friends that normally are with us on issues, may not be on this one. Than, what's been the reaction so far?
Well, I think there are some that are open to this, Jay. I mean, you got to understand, this is Majority Leader Reid is trying to take advantage of death, the death of Craig Thomas, to promote death, the death of human embryos. And there are really some of these senators who understand that argument and I think might be willing to stand up for their fallen comrade, if you will. One other thing, Jay, to tie these two things together. If this fails, what we're doing is sending the measure to a United States House of Representatives that has just moved to attack several other pro-life provisions. I don't think that's a very safe place to be in.
Yeah, I mean, we can't rest on what's going to happen in the House because, and we're going to talk about that on programming this week about what's really going on. Now, realize this. Now, Senator Thomas, who passed away from Wyoming, he voted in favor of, he was against the stem cell funding, if I'm correct. Is that right, guys?
That is correct, Jay. And
so
he was on our side
on this. So they're really taking advantage of his death here. And folks, you need to go to your phones and have your voice heard on this. We've got to stop this embryonic stem cell. You heard the reason why when Marlene called in about her own child and 141 others that have now been born and are maturing great and are kids and family because people adopted those embryonic stem cells and we don't want to see them destroyed. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. A lot of calls coming in. Let's go right back to the phones.
Jackie's calling from Michigan on line 6. Jackie, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi.
Sure.
I'm looking forward to seeing you on the trip to Israel.
Oh, great.
What I'm calling about, sir, is my son was diagnosed 3 years ago at 37 with MS. He's lost his sight in one eye and paralyzed. But they have now come up with, in March, where they're using the cord blood and other stem cells, but not from the embryonic. And they have found that the paralysis is being reversed. And I think it's just incredible. He would not take an embryonic stem cell for any reason, even though he has young children to raise.
Well, Jackie, the progress that's being made with stem cells, especially embryonic stem cell and adult stem cells, is incredible. We're going to have our medical doctor, who's on our staff, on the broadcast tomorrow. And this is where the progress is. And you don't have to, as you just said, you don't have to destroy a human life to get there. And I think God will honor that. We appreciate what your son's done. I look forward to seeing you in about 10 days in Israel. It's going to be a great trip. And we're going to be continuing to work on this issue. We appreciate your call. And, Jordan, this is the reason why. We're going to have Kim Schaffner on the broadcast tomorrow, who's on our staff, a medical doctor, is also one of our on our legal staff as well, to go over this in detail. But there's great progress being made, but we've got a real battle here, and we need people to respond in big numbers over a very short period of time.
Right. There's been no progress at all the medical community can point to, Dad, with embryonic stem cell research, which is why we should encourage the other kinds of stem cell research, the kind that President Bush supports and others, but be against embryonic stem cell research and fight hard. We need you to join the petition to preserve the presidential veto against embryonic stem cell research. 877-989-2255 is our toll-free number. Again, 877-989-2255, or go to aclj.org and sign up online.